A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted, planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately, take your place at the table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron. Wait on me while I eat it and drink. You may eat and drink while I am finished.' Is he grateful to the servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The gospel, the good news of the Lord. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Oh, how fragile our story has been. Today's gospel, once again, Jesus invites us to use a symbol and reflect on that symbol with our own lives, with our own aspirations, with our own sadnesses and doubts, in a journey of faith. Today we are reminded that all throughout our Christian journey, we actually are part of a church community and a faith community worldwide that began with very humble roots and beginnings. Not some proud, impacting community that from its very beginning planted its roots all throughout the community of the Middle East, of the Holy Land. Let us never forget that, in many ways, our own Christian roots and the journey of Christ who came among us came in the very insignificance of our faith and salvific story. That was God's plan. The story of the mustard seed is actually a profound, foundational example of the very reason, intentionally, about how God came to us. God came to a simple village, to a way out of the way place. We'll never forget the words that some who witnessed that Joseph and Mary would bear a child said, "What good could come from this place anyway?" Let us never forget that it was Joseph who tried to separate himself quietly from Mary once they were bearing child. Let us never forget that Jesus actually was born out of a family in hardship that ran away to a foreign land in order that he might not be slain by Herod or other leaders. There are so many countless examples, even of Peter who denied him in the very evening of his arrest after he had shared at the banquet of the Last Supper. This is hardly a map. This is hardly a plan that had majestic aspirations. Quite intentionally, the story of Jesus reminds us that this salvific story that is given to each of us, all who hear, all who have the ability to understand, is the salvific journey of our own lives. We also have our own stories. We also feel so often our own insignificance. How often do we not believe that we truly have enough faith? Have what we got, don't go to Mass enough, we can fill in our own story, and there are countless and countless examples. Here at Dominican University, we were graced by a wonderful, proud moment of welcoming a Pulitzer Prize finalist, Luis Urrea, who did a reading and presentation based on his book, Into the Beautiful North. a greatly accomplished writer, receiving awards from all over the edges of the academies, who has had his writings on highest of lists of bestsellers. Whether it would be The Hummingbird's Daughter, or whether it might be The Devil's Highway, in these years, 2000s, he has been greatly accomplished. But if we look deeper, as he reminded us here at the university this week, he came from quite humble beginnings. He is quite transparent about the fact that he came from Tijuana, Mexico. And he grew up in communities that overlooked the garbage dump. And some of the peasants, some of those people who lived off the scraps of the garbage heaps. Luis reminded all of our students, faculty, and visitors from the community that he never wishes to forget his own roots. He tells the story of placing one of his most central characters, heroes of his story, Nayeli, the story of a young girl he got to know in his visits back to Tijuana for years, even serving as a service worker for a Christian organization in the communities that were living on the garbage dumps in Tijuana outskirts. He calls her Nayeli and shares her story proudly in his book because he never wants to forget from where he came. He tells us, quite frankly, that actually on one of his birthdays, when he was trying to apply for opportunities to study graduate school in writing, so that he might become some accomplished writer and get out of the difficulties of the impoverished struggle of living for a time in Southern California, his mother gave him as a birthday gift a self-addressed envelope so that he could include in his transcripts of his writing samples that could go even to the highest academies like Harvard University. His envelope of his writing samples that gained him acceptance at Harvard came on some of the last dollars that his mother had in order that her son might gain a new opportunity and new life, something better than she could provide. That's the story of the mustard seed. In how many ways, in such profound and even surprising ways, or experiences or encounters, we discover our own story comes out of some roots that are feeble, that are fragile, and that are delicate. That is the strength of the saving story of Jesus that has transformed the world. A story of God who loved us so much that God would come into our own human conditions, to the depths of humanity, so that we might live anew. Our gospel this Sunday is a reminder to each of us, even the depths and darknesses of our own hearts, of our own lives, of our own survival stories, that God indeed has a destiny for each and every one of us, of new life and being born anew. They say that one of the smallest seeds in all of creation is the mustard seed. How is it that one of the most insignificant seeds could be born anew to one of the longest root systems of any of those plants or trees in all of creation, from such an insignificant seed? That's the transformative message of today's gospel. Let us dig deeply, and let us remember that God truly has a destiny in store for each of us. So plant our seeds and recognize, like Luis has put in his own life journey, as he says in his own words, each and every novel, each and every nonfiction book has been a work of faith. Let that be our inspiration today.